3 and verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. And if I want to put a title on this, it's called The Right Time. The Right Time. If you could bow your heads with me, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, for filling this sanctuary right now with your presence. Let your anointing move us. Let your word find fertile soil. We thank you right now, Jesus. Hallelujah. We acknowledge you. We worship you. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Turn to someone before you're seated and says, it's the right time. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk about seasons. Seasons. You know, we're going to go through coming up winter. And then there will be spring and summer, which will be too short, and fall. And then before you know it, winter again. So when we speak about season, we're talking about a period of time. There's no getting around it that a season represents a period of time. A season is not one day. It's usually multiple days, sometimes months. And seasons have a definite beginning and an ending. You know, we cross over, I think it'll be December 21st. And thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. You know, the days will start to get longer again. Right now, they're still getting shorter. But when we pass the winter solstice, as it's called, the days will start to incrementally start to get longer again. So a season has a definite beginning and an ending. And seasons were always associated with agriculture, with planting and growing and harvesting and sowing. So that's when you think about a season, we think about agriculture and the time to plant and the time to sow and to reap. And we know that seasons were ordained by God. The first time the mention of a season is in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. It says, Genesis 1 verse 14. And it says, God let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and years. I'm so glad the season isn't years. But there are going to be seasons. You know why? Because God ordained it. There's no getting past seasons. The season that we're coming into is winter, and I'd really like to skip it. I'd really like to just go to spring. But you know what? God ordained all of the seasons. They have a purpose and a reason. And as much as I would like to skip this season, God has a reason for this season. And we're not going to be able to skip it. We're not going to be able to go past it. In fact, in Genesis 8 and 22, he says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. You know what that tells me? We are going to have to go through seasons. There are going to be seasons in your life that you are going to have to go through because seasons are ordained of God. And the one maybe, as I said, that I don't like is winter. I'm not a winter person. I don't go skiing. I don't go sledding. I don't go throw snowballs. I don't do any of that stuff. I would much rather just go from fall, which is beautiful, to spring, which is also beautiful. I'd love to skip the winter season. Anyone can say amen on that? But you know what? It's ordained of God. There is going to be a winter season. There is going to be a season where you go through some winter. It's just the way that God has set up his kingdom. But what I want to bring to you is that there are some benefits that we never think about with a winter season. Because if you live up north, you will see that there are no mosquitoes during the winter season. The bugs die off. All the little critters that cause trouble die off. So winter has some good benefits. That's why in tropical countries they have so many more diseases, because they don't have a winter season. In Florida, there is a breakout of tropical snakes that people have brought over from other countries, and they're multiplying unchecked, boa constrictors and all kinds of snakes that are not native to this country because there is no winter season. Aren't you glad you live up north now? Amen. You see, there is a part that they can't come further north because of the winter season. So even though we don't like the winter season, it has some benefits. I want to point out some benefits of the winter season. As I said, it kills the mosquitoes. They love me, and I'm glad when they're all gone. They have a feast whenever I walk outside in the summer. They just say, okay, dinner is served. But winter is like closed for the season. They're gone when it comes to winter. The bugs and all of the bacteria slow down. They cannot produce as much when it gets cold. So winter has a reason and a purpose. How are you going to live your life in the winter season? It has some good things. It makes us actually go and seek shelter. When you're in a winter season, you know what you're going to do if you're smart? You're going to put on some clothes. You're going to try and seek some heat. You're going to say, no, I can't go and live my life as I did in the summer. I can't go and just walk about as if it was 70 degrees. I need to find some heat. So winter has some good purposes because it changes our behavior. Winter has some purposes spiritually. It changes our behavior. When we're going through a winter season, it's going to make us find some heat. We're going to say, you know, I need to put on some clothes. I can't get through this without putting on some clothes. I've become a coward as I've grown older. I ask my wife now in the morning, what's the temperature outside? And if it's below 20, you know what I do? I'm going to put on some thermals and I'm going to put on some double stuff. I mean, I've become a coward. I've become an old man. I don't like the winter season. You know what it does? It forces me to change my behavior. God sometimes brings a winter season to change your behavior, to force you to go put on some clothes spiritually, to find some heat, to change the direction of your life. You can't live the same in the summer as the winter. There is going to be a winter season. There's another thing that happens in winter that we don't understand. It's a time of clearing out the ground. When winter comes, the farmers start to get it ready to be seeded. Winter is a time of planting. If you don't plant in the fall and the winter, guess what? In the spring, you're not going to get anything. So sometimes the winter season is when we need to start planting, when we need to start sowing spiritually into our lives so that we can, in the fall, when the winter is past, in the spring, that there will be a harvest. Winter is when you'll find that the farmers go out and they start to break up the ground. It's a time of change. It's a time for you to start doing something with your life. When you're in the winter season, you need to look at the ground and say, I got to do something with this ground, or else it won't be ready to receive a seed. So winter is a time of planting. You'll find in the Old Testament that they would plant for the Passover harvest of the barley. It would be planted in the winter season. So when you go through your winter is when you should start to be planting. Because it's cold, because it doesn't look so good, that's the time when you're going to be able to start growing. Because it's the seed that is planted in the winter that actually produces the harvest in the spring. Amen. Spiritually, I'm trying to get a message to you today. It's the time when you better have stored up something in the summer. It's the time when you better have something set by, because it's not the time of harvesting. You're going to have to be able to get through the winter on something you've already stored up. If you don't have stores during the summer, you're not going to get through the winter. If you don't have invested, you when you come to your winter, you'll be struggling. You'll be fighting. You'll be wondering, how am I going to get through this? You see, God has designed the seasons to teach us and to let us grow. So surprisingly, winter is a season of planting. It's the time to be investing. It's the time to be sowing. He gives us the opportunity to prepare. We see in the Old Testament that when Joseph was finally released from prison and he interpreted Pharaoh's dream, it was all about a season of famine and a season of wealth that was coming. And he told him, listen, we have to take care in the season of plenty, so that when the winter comes, we'll be ready to deal with it. We find in Genesis 41:28 that he interpreted it to Pharaoh, and it says, this is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there comes 7 years of great plenty. See, in the summer, sometimes we're careless, and we don't really invest for the time of the winter. But as I've just pointed out, there's going to be a season of winter. If you live on this earth, the Bible says seed time and harvest, there's going to be a season of winter. So you better get ready now to get prepared for your season of winter. Joseph told Pharaoh, listen, we're going to go through some good times. In the good times, you need to start to be preparing for your season of winter because it's coming. You know, I can, in my life, look back and I can see all the seasons. And I can tell when I'm in a summer season, and I can tell when it's coming to the end. And I sometimes tell my wife, I can say, you know, it's winter's coming up. I can just tell the change. You can see the leaves start to fall. And you can tell, you better get prepared spiritually because winter's coming. But unlike the negative view that I have of the winter out there, it is also a time of preparation. It's a time to break up the fallow ground. It's a time to start to invest in the seed, because that is the time when you are getting ready to really grow. Did you know that? It's your winter season. It's when the farmers then break up the ground and they start to seed. They don't have the harvest yet, but they're waiting for it to happen. They're breaking up the ground. They're planting the seed. And do you know what the seed is? Do you know what the seed is that we have to plant in the winter? In Luke chapter 8, verse 11, Jesus told the parable. And he said, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? In your winter period is when you need the word of God more than anything else. That's when you start to plant it in your heart so you can start to prepare. You don't see the harvest yet because it is a season. You got to go through it. It's going to be some days, maybe a couple of months, maybe 3 months, but the season will come to an end. Amen. The season will come to an end. Sometimes in Milwaukee, you see, it could have been zero or minus for about 6, 7 weeks, 2 months. The first day it gets to 40 degrees. You see people walking out there with almost nothing. You see people, you know what? They can't wait for the harvest. They can't wait for the summer. I'm telling you, once you understand that there are seasons in your life, you will get prepared. You will understand that this is the winter season, so you should be investing in the seed. The Bible says in Luke chapter 8, verse 11, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. That's when you're going through your winter, you need more word than ever. You need to be in that Bible. You need to be able to say, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'm telling you, sometimes it seems like you get 2 winter seasons per year. Or your winter season's gone right into the fall, like we have a hard winter. You know, we can look back a few years for when we last had a very hard winter. I remember a few years ago plowing out the church there, and it was about up here on either side. I don't like those winters. But you know what I do? I make sure I have the plow ready. I get it oiled. I get it ready so I can deal with it when it comes. That's akin to getting God's word deep in your soul, because you know there is going to be a winter. There are things in your life that are going to come. You're going to have to deal with it. But it is also your season to run to God. It's your season to get covered up spiritually. It's your season to get the word deep in your heart so that eventually when it starts to break, when the sun starts to come out, you'll be able to bring forth a harvest. Because that's when seeds are planted. In Israel, that's when they would plant in the winter and in the fall. They would plant the barley. They would plant the wheat. so that in the springtime, near Passover, the barley would start to come. What are you planting in your winter season? If you're going to sit there and just say, oh, it's cold, it's freezing, you are going to starve when it comes springtime. It's time for you to get the word planted in your heart so you can bring forth a harvest. That's what God wants. He has designed the winter season to move you, to change you, to give you an impetus to go in a different direction. It's time to start turning over your soil. It's time to get rid of the old. You know what my wife does when it's summer's nearly done? She goes through the clothes and she starts to take out all of the summer things which are going to freeze you and start to get the winter stuff and put out. It's time for us to get ready. It's time for us to get the sweaters on, the thermals ready, because the devil's going to bring a winter season into your life. And if you're not prepared, you're going to be stuck. There's nothing worse than trying to shovel with a broken old shovel, get the snow out. You'll be there for hours. But if you are prepared, it doesn't take very long. You got that 500cc big 21-inch blower. You just clear it out very shortly. I tell you, when you have the word down in here, you can deal with the devil's snow. You can deal with his season that he's going to bring into your life. Because seed time and harvest, the Bible says there is going to be seasons. We can't bypass them. And they have benefits if we learn to use them. You can't fight the season. Amen. You know what you need to do is understand which season you're in. Sometimes we think we're in a certain season and we're not. And so it doesn't bring forth what we're supposed to be doing with our lives. If you're in a winter season, you can't be looking to harvest. It's time for you to plant. If you're trying digging up the hard ground, you're going to be very frustrated because there's nothing there yet. You're in your winter season. What you should do is understand you're in your winter season and get you some seed. Thy word have I hid in my heart so that I shall not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Amen. A light to my... You see, when you start to have the word, you know that you're in the doing the right thing for the right season. You see, you have to understand it. Number one, the other thing you need to understand about the season, it's temporary. It will pass. No matter how hard a winter it is, it will pass. It will pass. It's a season. It's going to pass. You're going to get through it. All you have to have made sure is that you understand your season. Number two, it's ordained of God. It's ordained of God. While there's springtime, there will be a season. While we're in this earth, the Bible says we shall have tribulation. You are going to go through winter season. You're going to have people shut doors in your face. You're going to have people say things against you. You're going to have jobs that are lost. You're going to have situations you go through where you're in financial hardship. Then you get the word. You start planting the seed because it's the seed of God that is going to reap the harvest. It's the seed of God that will start to show when your season is changing. You see, we want God to do things out of season, and that's not how God works. You look through the whole Bible, and God works through seasons. Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm 75 years old. Give him to me now, God. God says, no, not yet. Okay, I'll wait a day or two. I'll wait a day or two. I'll wait a month. I'll wait a year. You see, sometimes God's season is not what we think or see. We have to wait patiently. Those that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. God's season is not like us. God has a right time to do everything. See, he's got this planned out, and not every time is the right time. Hallelujah. In John chapter 2, verse 2, we see that Jesus went to a marriage. And there was a need. Now, just because you have a need does not mean that God is going to do it right then, because he has a perfect time to do things. He speaks about the fullness of time. Just because we have a need and we're in the wrong season doesn't mean that God is always going to just snap his fingers and do what we want. It says that Jesus and his disciples were called to the marriage, and when they wanted wine, they had a need. They ran out of the wine. They had a desperate need, because this was going to be cause an embarrassment and a shame to the host, because they didn't have enough to take care of the guests. So Jesus' mother came to him and said, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, What have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. It was not really his plan yet to reveal his miraculous power. It was not really his season yet to show himself. Because all through his ministry, he knew that if he showed himself too early, they would try to make him king. And that was not God's plan. You'll see him so many times when he heals people, he says something really strange. He says, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. You know why? Because God has a perfect time for revelation. God has a perfect time to show up on the scene because he has a right time. And sometimes we demand that he does something out of season. Lord, give me a harvest now. And he's telling you, hey, you haven't sowed. How do you expect to get a harvest? It's winter. What I'm telling you to do is start planting the word. I'm telling you to start digging up the soil. I'm telling you to put some fertilizer there. You want a harvest? Well, you follow what I'm telling you. You see, it'll be a poor farmer who tries to harvest in winter. He has to work with the seasons. If he doesn't work with the seasons, he won't be in business very long. So Jesus told his mother, listen, this is not my perfect plan. I'm going to do it this time, but you're trying to get me to do something out of season. Many times we try and go before God, before he is ready. When they were crossing over to the Jordan, he said, listen, you guys have to stay behind. Don't you go before the ark. The ark has to go before. See, God has to lead us. We can't be leading him. But many times, instead of following him, we want to lead him. We want to do things out of season. You have to learn to recognize your season. If you recognize your season, then you'll know, okay, Lord, I see the pressure I'm under. I'm going to get into the word. I'm going to start worshiping. I'm going to start fasting. I'm going to be planting your word in my heart. I'm going to be dealing with the crisis that Satan is putting because I know this season's going to end. I know it's coming a springtime. I know there's going to be a summer in my life, and then I'll be able to harvest because I have planted the seed in my soul. I've planted the seed in my walk with God. I've changed my clothing. I've put on some warmth. I've come to church, got some heat from some other people who have encouraged me. In your winter, you can't stay out by yourself. You'll die. When they teach survival, they say you have to huddle together. The Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some. See, some people don't recognize their winter. They try and go out there and survive like they're some, you know, survival person, and it's winter because they haven't recognized their season. When you work with your season, then you will start to reap in due season. Isn't that what the scripture says? God has a perfect timing for everything. In fact, in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, God has orchestrated when he should come. For 400 years, they were looking from the end of the Old Testament to the birth of Christ, and they could not see him because it had to wait for the season. But when, let's say it together, the fullness of time. I don't think you believe it. The fullness of time. You see, there is a fullness of time for God to show up and be born in your situation. When it is the season, he will do it. You know, I will show you the proof. When Martha sent to call Jesus to come and heal Lazarus, he didn't come. Man, that does not seem right at all. That just seems so wrong that when God was called, he refused to come and heal until he died. That doesn't seem, you know why? Because God has a perfect plan. He's not doing it based upon what we think we need. You see, God used that act of Lazarus' resurrection to be the catalyst to be his crucifixion. You see, there was a perfect timing for him to reveal his true power. And it was the resurrection of Lazarus that finally made the priests and the Sadducees and the Pharisees say, hey, we got to do something about this man because we can't deny what he has done. See, he could have come and healed him, but then there would have been no resurrection. There would have been no glory. There would have been no crucifixion. See, God has a plan beyond our little puny understanding. He can see much further than we can. I don't want to bore you with my stories, but you all know how God delivered us financially when the house should have been taken away. And in my season, I'm saying, Lord, you got to show up now. It's been 3 months. It's 3 months. They're gonna take the house. 6 months, Lord, you still haven't showed up. 9 months, you haven't showed up. God was letting my Lazarus die because he had a perfect plan. I was not recognizing my season. I was not recognizing. When God did the miracle, it was so huge, so fantastic. I can't even say it. You know what I mean? He reduced everything, reduced our principal by $80,000, reduced our mortgage payments by $300 and something a month. Wiped out 32,000. What a miracle God there that I serve. Nothing is impossible to him. Now, if I had gotten my way, my miracle would only have been this big. It'd only been this big. Yeah, he would have saved me 3 months' mortgage. And people say, yeah, well, that happens. But 16 months, no way. No way, no way, no how. The God that I serve, hallelujah. When you start to be in his season and you recognize when it is and you use the season in the appropriate time, that means when you're in your winter, you start planting seed. You just keep planting because the Bible says that the word will not go out and not come back without void. What are you doing in your season? Are you just complaining? Are you planting weeds? Because that's what complaining is. That's what complaining. If you plant weeds, then what do you expect to reap? But if you start planting words of blessing and declaration, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's going to take me through to green pastures. See, it's your winter season, then you should be planting some words of faith. Because it's the law of sowing and reaping. Whatever you plant, that's what you should expect to reap. You start planting some words of blessing in your life and declaration to Satan in your winter season. Come spring, all kinds of wonderful things are going to happen. You see, people don't understand that God does everything according to time. There was a time when his brothers said, hey, listen, we're going up to the feast. Everybody's supposed to go to the feast, so you better come. Come and do some big miracles and everyone will believe you. I mean, that sounds so right. It sounds like logical. Well, if he wants to prove he's the Christ, just go up there and do some miracles. This is what Jesus had to say. John chapter 7, verse 6. Then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. See, we don't understand God's seasoning, so to speak. Yeah, we want him to do it now. But God has a perfect timing for everything. Abraham had to wait 25 years. Maybe he wouldn't have had to wait that long, but he tried to move ahead of God. He tried to fix the situation himself. That's what we do sometimes in our season. We try and fix it. We try and divert the season. We try and get ahead of God, and that will not work. In fact, all that does is delay stuff. Jesus said to his disciples, listen, your time is anytime. Anytime you want to snap your fingers and make things happen. But God has a perfect timing. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet to the feast, for my time is not yet full come. See, when we are calling on God and we wonder why he hasn't answered yet, just be patient. They that wait. Why is that scripture even in the Bible? Why is that scripture in the Bible if it doesn't mean something? Are you waiting? I tell you, when you plant a seed, you go back out the next day and say, where is my corn? Where is my okra? I planted it yesterday. And start getting mad at God. No, you got to do some watering. You got to do some fertilizer. You got to pray. You got to have some faith. You got to start thanking God. You see, we don't understand this sowing and reaping business. We think we pray today and the seed will come up full. It's not like Jack and the Beanstalk. No, it's a season. A season, right? A season. That means it's going to be more than one day. Now, it is possible that God can do something miraculous, and I'm not discounting that. But don't get mad at God because you planted today and tomorrow it didn't happen quite the way you wanted to. You have to go through your season. Springtime and harvest, summer and winter, day and the Bible says so. They that wait upon the Lord, can you wait? Can you wait? Can you do some planning and wait? Because if you do it, you're going to bring forth such a harvest, it'll be unbelievable. I declare it will be unbelievable. This is the winter season. This is the time to run to church. Get some spiritual heat. Put on some spiritual clothes. A garment of praise instead of a garment of mourning. Got to change your clothes. Because God has a right time. It's incredible that they prayed, they asked him to come, and he loved Lazarus, and he didn't come. Doesn't that not make sense? But it makes sense because God had a bigger plan. God had, in fact, he told his disciples, Lazarus is dead, is sick, and I'm going to wait till he dies. Basically, that's what he said. Now that don't sound loving or helpful, but God has a, that's where you cannot lean to your own understanding. My puny understanding was saying, Lord, I've been praying and we're about to lose this out, and you haven't showed up. What's going on here? God says, just wait. Wait, they that wait on the Lord. Don't go trying fixing it. God's got this thing under control. Now, in the Old Testament, the Philistines captured the Ark of the Covenant. And they didn't know anyhow how to treat the Ark of the Covenant, but they knew they didn't want it anywhere near them. It was giving them too much trouble. So they said, we got to send this thing back because it's not for us. We can't touch this stuff. So they put it on an ox cart and they sent it back to Israel. And David was so overjoyed. Great, we got the Ark of the Covenant back. Let's rush it to Jerusalem. Let's rush it. You know, it'll go so much faster. The Philistines put it on an ox cart and we'll just take it to Jerusalem that way. But of course, that's not the way the Ark was designed to travel. God told Moses, put two rings in it and put a stave in it because the Ark has got to be carried. It's got to be carried. You can't rush the Ark of the Covenant. And because it was put on a cart, someone died. Because he was looking at it and thought, you know, I'm going to help out God here. Once that happened, David realized the mistake. You can't rush God's plan. You know what he ended up doing? He said, okay, stop. We're in a season here. We got to change the plan. We're going to do it the right way. How were they supposed to do? Okay, you Levites, you priests, come here. You get on your priestly garments. You get the poles. And we're going to go every six steps. We're going to stop. We're going to stop. And we're going to have a sacrifice. Do you know how long it would have taken to get the cart to Jerusalem? But it was the season that God wanted. You understand what we got to do? We can't rush God. We got to stop and do it the right way. If God says it's got to be carried, you better put it down and carry it. Don't put it on the cart. You have to recognize your season because God has a right time. There is a wrong time. That's what the scripture said we read. There is a time for every season, a time to cry, a time to weep, a time to heal. That's not in there just to fill space. God means it. Do you understand that? When we read it, we think, oh, that's Old Testament. But that's all they had in the New Testament. The Bible says all scripture, not just the ones we like. So when it says there is a time for these things, God actually means there is a time for these things. Don't get mad at God. Don't plant your seed and then tomorrow say, okay, where is it? It's a season. If you will be patient, God will bring it to fruition. Amen? God will bring it to fruition. Isaiah 40, 31, this is the verse I've been quoting. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God has a perfect time. To just show you this one more example, Jesus by himself went to the porch of Salome, and there was a man who had been waiting 38 years. 38 years for his miracle. Now, everybody, there was a place where you could get a miracle, but for some reason he had not been able to get his miracle. 38 years. I hope none of you have been waiting 38 years yet. But this man had been waiting 38 years. But here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. His season had come and he didn't even know it. He starts to plant some weeds. Every time I want to get in there, someone else beats me. That's not what Jesus asked him. Jesus said, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be? But no one is going to help me. We start, and I am the greatest pity party host. I really am. I am the greatest pity party host. Maybe some of you are a close second. You got to recognize your season. This man did not recognize his season. That the King of Kings and Lord of Lords had walked on the scene. 38 years he had been waiting for his miracle. 38 years. Jesus said, take up thy bed and walk. I don't think I'd have been walking. I think I'd have been running. I'd have been leaping. I'd have been screaming. I'd have been shouting. What seeds have you planted in your winter? What positive commands from the Bible have you invested in your soul? Because that's what you're going to reap when the spring comes. Whatever you have said. The Bible says you're going to do what? Eat the fruit? Think about that. Eat the fruit. How are you going to eat the fruit? It's because you've been sowing or not sowing or sowing the wrong thing. If we were wise tomorrow, we would just go out and say some powerful scriptures. We would just say, we'd plant, you know, if you understood what you were doing, you'd plant some powerful scriptures out tomorrow. You'd just get up and say, the Lord is with me. I'm blessed and highly favored. And if you didn't think the devil heard you, you'd say it again louder. Amen. You'd start planning in your winter season, because I'm sure a lot of us are going through some winter seasons. But as I said, it comes to an end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It comes to an end. See, the winter season is also the time for getting ready for salvation. It's the time for repentance. It's the time for a change of direction. Even though in the secular, I don't like it. I look at the temperature, and the one thing I hate is snow. I don't like it. But you know what snow is made of? Water. Water. And the plants need the water. God has got this thing. God has got this thing. If you could stand with me, I want you today to understand that there is a right time. The Bible says, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. Not on anybody else's schedule, but he had a plan. God has a plan and a season for your life. Even the ones you don't like, they have a purpose. If you start using them in their right purpose, then when comes spring and summer, you'll be able to reap a harvest. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. After all of what Solomon says about a time and a season, he says, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. It's God's plan, not mine, and I can't rush it. That's why I was a terrible artist at high school, because I wanted the painting to be finished. I didn't want to drag it out. And so I'd have a really beautiful painting, then I'd start rushing it. And at that point, I ruined it. See, sometimes we ruin what God is painting in our lives because we don't recognize the season. It's time for us to understand that every season is ordained by God. And as long as the earth remains, it's going to be. That's right. Just start giving thanks. The winter season has a purpose. It kills all the bugs. It gets rid of the bacteria. It makes you put on some spiritual clothes. Makes you try and huddle. Makes you come to a warm place. And it's a time for planting. So you won't look at winter again the same way. Whatever you sow, the Bible says, that shall he also reap. Don't be discouraged in your season. But use God's plan. Because God has got a plan for the season. There's a purpose. He didn't just make up winter because he wanted to be mean. It has a purpose. That's why in tropical places they have so many more diseases, because although they have the nice heat, they don't have the winter, which kills all of the bacteria. It stops them growing. So we may not like the winter, but it has a purpose in our lives spiritually. It's a time to plant so that in the spring you will bring a harvest. I'm closing this service, but if you've been frustrated at God, if you've been saying, God, why aren't you doing something? I want you to understand it may be just the winter season. And so you can use this season to its full advantage by putting on garment of praise, getting some warmth, huddling, coming to a place of heat. Amen. Starting to dig up the old ground, getting ready to plant. See, when you use the season, that's how you get the blessing. And then you be patient. As I said, you don't plant the seed today and then expect to have the big ripe tomato tomorrow. But what you do is you start watering it with faith and prayer. And put some fertilizer in there, spiritual fertilizer. You start worshiping, thanking God. I am telling you, absolutely declaring without a doubt, then you will harvest. The reason is, even some of us who do plant the seed, we say, okay, I did it, God, the rest is you. Let me tell you, when God planted a garden in Eden, what did he tell the man to do? Sit there? He put it there for him to dress it. Adam still had to do something. So even when you do have the seed, don't put it all on God. Even if you have gotten a word and said it, there's something for you to do. Got to put some faith, some worship, some praise, some attitude of thanksgiving behind it. And then you can expect the harvest. Then you can expect to have some growth. I hope tomorrow when you wake up, you find some scriptures, plant some word seeds. Because Luke 8 tells us the seed is the word. And it's not even my word, it's God's word. That means it's powerful. That means it's super. That means it's going to bring forth a huge whirlwind. If we do the right thing. I'm trying to close. Recognize your season. That there is a right time. God has got a plan for your life. Don't get frustrated because it hasn't happened yet. But start doing the fertilization with your worship and thanksgiving and love and declaration and watch what will happen. Your season, winter season, will pass. It always does. God has promised, while the earth remaineth, the season's going to change. Hallelujah. But it's a time of pruning. It's a time of taking up the old stuff, getting rid of the old clothes. These altars are open. If you would like to pray and ask God to change your attitude to your season, recognize that God can use whatever season, even a season of sorrow when Lazarus died, because he had a purpose in bringing good out of it, because he knew he was going to bring Lazarus back alive. But to us, sometimes we can't see what God's plan is, so we get frustrated. But as the scripture says, there is a time to heal. To everything there is a season. That's God's word, not my word. A time to every purpose under the heaven. Finally, in verse 11 of the same thing, it says that God has made everything beautiful in his own time. If you will endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. We're going to close this service, but not close God's presence. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Lord, we thank you for sharing.